This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. It's Joey from Local Splash.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Was it your phone? Was it the area that you were in?
Yeah, I literally had to drive one block away.
That's crazy.
I got it. Yeah, huh. It's just like a dead zone.
Yeah, it's probably like, yeah, I was going to say, where I live, there's a certain street where it's just a complete, like, dead zone. You go there, you drop all your bars, you go across the block, and it's, like, normal. So,
yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. So, all right, I'm assuming you were able to pull up the website, see the link that I sent you for the Google Business Profile. I'm sorry, for...
Yeah, I Googled you guys, took a look at some of the reviews
of
and stuff.
Seems legit.
I guess.
Yeah, as legit as they come. Yeah, we started back in 2004, believe it or not, and we did SEO. We started off just purely as an SEO company, and then in 2017 is when we partnered with Google, and then now we're at the premier partner level with them. So that's why when I was telling you, you know, getting you on the first page, we can say that to you because we only fill positions. So like if you end up taking the spot, it's only you that we're working with. We're not working with anyone else. And then also we'll be able to build the website for you, and then we'll also run the Facebook advertisement. So once we get you enrolled today, we'll schedule an interview with you. It's about 30 minutes. You can do that right over the phone. You don't have to dress to impress, but they'll dive into all the nitty-gritty and all the nuts and bolts for your Google, for the website, and then for the Facebook advertisements. They'll help you set one up. It takes a couple of minutes, but once you at least have it set up, they'll take over from there, and then they'll start running your Facebook advertisements, and they'll optimize everything for you. So, and if you have like a logo and stuff, we can add that on it too.
Yeah, I got all those files.
Cool.
What do you need from me?
It's just simple. So I'm going to get a little bit of information here for you. We'll get some of your keywords. And then for the payment, you can use any other debit or credit card or a business card. It's a tax write-off for your business. So if you have a business card, we recommend using that. If not, then yeah, it's all good. And then I read you off a voice verification, and then that's it. We're done. So probably like 5 minutes.
Cool.
We got your first name as Brandon, right? Is it Brandon?
Yes.
Okay, and what's your last name, Brandon?
Foster, Foster.
Okay, and then what is a good email address for you?
Brandon@newline-llc.com.
Okay. And the phone number that we and your clients can call you on, 720-877-1683. Is that good?
Yeah, that's my business number.
Business number, okay, perfect. And you guys are in Colorado. That's mountain time, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is your current business address?
Currently, I have a PO box as my business mailing address.
So Google won't allow for a PO box to be listed as a business address. So what we normally do is you can list your home address on there, but we'll hide it from the community. So if you put your home address down, just because they may have to send you something to get approved, like a 5-digit PIN, if we do it that way, then we can hide your address and it won't show your actual house online. It'll show like an adjacent street. And then we could do it right off of that. Would that be all right?
Sure.
All right. Perfect.
We're going to go 5191 mm-hmm. South Hannibal Way.
Hannibal? H?
Yeah. H-A-N-N.
I-B-A-L.
IBLE, or IBL.
Yep. Way. And you said, Sentinel?
Centennial.
Centennial?
Yeah.
80015.
Yes.
Perfect. And you guys have access to that domain name, right? So we'll
so
use that same
H-A-N-N-I-B-A-L. Did you get that?
Yep. Yeah, I got. Yep, I got it. It yeah. automatically comes up and populates from Google. So yeah, it auto filled it for me.
Okay.
H-A-N-N-I-A-L-Way. Yep. No, that's okay. The domain name, the newline-llc.com. Is that the one that you want us to use for the new website we're going to build you, right?
Yeah. Do you guys have to build a new website, or can we use my current one?
So you're not going to want to use your current one, because in order to have a successful website, it has to be built a certain way. So it has to match the algorithm for Google, and that's what our team does. It's going to save you in the long run, because right now the one that you guys have built, you won't need to host it anymore. So that means that whatever you're paying for your hosting package to be able to build that, you wouldn't have to anymore. We would take the hosting over for you. Now, if you guys wanted to keep the website you have right now and you don't want us to build you one, we could do that too. That's no problem. It's just, you know, the one that we would build, you know, would be, you know, 100 times better than the one that you guys currently have right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
yeah.
Same domain, please.
Oh, absolutely, yep. So now the domain name, that's your bread and butter. So that's your actual business name. So that's the one you want to keep. So we'll just get it connected. So let me go ahead and get that added here for you. And then, okay, so when it comes to the jobs, now we can get you found for 15 different jobs for. So whenever somebody searches for those jobs, you guys are going to start popping up on the first page. What jobs do you want to be found for? Obviously, interior and exterior painting, but is there anything else that you guys do? Is it just painting?
Yeah, staining. Like fence stain, deck stain.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and say...
If you can't think of any right now, that's okay. Once we schedule the interview, that could be tomorrow or Friday. So during that time, if you think of more, you can let our team know, and because they're the ones that's actually going to be the ones adding it for you. So if you want me just to save what we have now, I can do that. That'll give you some time to think about it. Would that be all right?
Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm here. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
It went completely quiet, and I just heard that I lose you. So, did you hear the last thing I said, or?
Yes, you were saying that we could do it in the interview. We can add the keywords, more keywords.
We can add it. Yeah, I was just saying we can add it later. So, like, if you were thinking of more, and you're having a hard time thinking of them now, when we do that interview with you, at that time, you could add more if you wanted to.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, yeah, let's do that, because I know sometimes it's kind of hard right off the spot to think of those. All right, now for your business, I know you just started. So did you guys get licensed? Are you insured? Are you bonded? What do you have?
Yeah, I'm insured.
Okay. Perfect. So you are insured. And
I don't think I have any licenses.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be licensed to just do the painting or staining or anything like that. But if you guys ever, like when you start growing and start doing more jobs and you end up getting some licenses, tell us, because then we could showcase that for everybody as well. But I think right now you're good.
Okay.
Okay, and then we're building a website for you. So for the Facebook page, like I said, they'll help you create it. So that would be done during the interview call as well. And for your target area, how far are you traveling for work right now?
I'd be willing to travel within a 10-mile radius.
10-mile? Okay. So 10, 15-mile or just 10?
Yeah,
like...
10 to 15. 15 is okay. Kind of far, but yeah, 10 to 15.
Okay, we'll do 10 to 15 just to give you that area. With the program, we can do up to 50. So... if you start getting some work and you start want to stretch your legs a little bit more, get more work a little bit further out, just tell us again, and then we can add more miles. So obviously, the more miles, the more people.
Yep.
All right. I got everything I need here. So let's go into closing out the listing. So if you do have a business card, we do recommend using that because, like I said, it is a tax write-off, but any other debit or credit card is going to do. For the card you're going to use, is it the same address that we wrote down? Is it the 5191 South Hannibal Way, or is it different?
I believe that's... I think that's going to be the P.O. box.
Okay. With this one, we can change it to whatever it needs to be.
Sorry, man. It's
no. Take your time. It's all good.
Hard to find everything.
Yeah, it's all good. Take your time. Yeah, and just let me know whenever you're ready. I'm still here.
No, I just really don't know my P.O. box number by heart, and I just can't find where I would have it.
That's totally fine. Did you just end up setting it up?
No, I set it up about a month and a half ago, but I just hardly ever use it.
Well, okay, yeah. I mean, even a month or two, that's still pretty new, especially when you just add it. You know, it's not like you say it or use it all the time, you know?
Uh-uh. Barely use it.
Exactly. It's like when you get a new phone number for your cell phone. It's like, you know, you get the new number, but it takes quite a while to remember it because it's not like you're just saying your number all the time or, you know, typing it in or anything like that.
Well, this might be a problem. I know the zip code for it. Can we give a something that might be it, and I can confirm it later.
For security reasons, it would have to be exact. So yeah, if it's not the correct one, our system's just going to basically say that it's not correct. So yeah, we could definitely try what you think. And then once we go over the voice verification and then we process it, I can tell you right then and there if it's right or wrong. So that's no problem.
Okay.
All right. And then whenever you're in a safe location, or I guess let's do the address now. So what's the address?
It's going to be P.O. Box 405462, and that's going to be Aurora, Colorado, 80046.
Okay. And Aurora is A-U-R-O-R-A?
Yes.
And it was 800, what was the zip
code?
46. Okay. 80046. Okay. And then is this going to be a Master Visa or Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And whenever you're in a safe location now to read it out loud, we'll do the card number and then expiration and 3 digits on the back.
Mm-hmm. 0930. 0752-1740. Expiration 329.
It broke up for that. Can you just repeat the last four?
1740.
Okay, that's exactly what I got. And then you said 3 of 29, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then expiration.
Expiration 3 of 29.
I'm sorry, three digits on the back is what I meant to say.
456.
Okay. All right, I just updated that now. So I'm going to get your security question here as well. And this is just to confirm, because once we start getting you all this exposure, there may be some people calling you claiming that they're us, just because we've been doing this for so long. So you'll know that you're talking to us directly, because we'll ask you your security question, and then you would know the answer. So you can choose one of the three, and the options are mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. So which one do you want?
First pet's name.
All right, and if you can just say and spell that for me.
M-A-X.
All right, perfect. Is that a dog?
Yeah, can I change my my number on my address? I think I dyslexic'd it for you. I think it's opposite. So what did I say? 405-462? I think it's 462-405.
Oh, that's exactly what you have. You have 405-462, but you're saying it's 462-405.
I think so. I'm going to go with that as my final answer. I'm still looking for it, but I really have no idea what I would have said.
Okay, well, we can at least try it once and then a second time. I don't want to try it too many times because, you know, obviously I don't want to flag your card or anything like that. So let me add that and update it. So 462-405 is the new one. And then we have your security question. Okay, so I'm going to read you off your voice verification, and I have you on some pretty heavy discounts for your company as well. I'm waiving the setup fee for you, and we're reducing it from $5.99 a month down to only $2.99 a month. So as I'm going through this, if you have any questions, just don't hesitate. Go ahead and ask, and I'll be more than happy to answer it while we're going through this, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance. This is to outline the service agreement you have at Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
New Line LLC.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Foster, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
All right. And obviously you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. The next one here is we want to make sure that you're responsive to phone calls. So we will send you our main headquarter number. It's going to be an 877 number. I'll text it to you and also email it to you as well as soon as we're done. But we'll have you save that 877 number as Local Splash. So anytime we call you, you know, it's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move that needle forward to make sure we're getting everything that we need here for you, okay? Your monthly premium, that'd be charged today. That'd be 5-1 of 24 in the amount of only $2.99. Every single month after that, it'd be the first of every month. It'd be only $2.99 a month. It's never going to go up. It's never going to go down. And again, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact us at the same exact 877 number that we provide to you and the same number that we and you call us from. As long as it's done before your next billing cycle, you'll be good. And we also have a pause feature as well. So let's say you get overwhelmed with work and you're kind of backed up with work. Call us. We can pause your listing. We will not charge you the $2.99. And let's say a couple months down the road you want to start it back up, give us a call back. And we'll even at that time, we only charge you the $2.99 again, okay?
Okay.
All right. And last but not least, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So processing it now. So we will see if we got the address correctly. Usually takes about 30 seconds to a minute for it to go through anyway. While we're doing that, let's take a look and see when you want to do the interview. So like I said, it takes about 30 minutes. We could do it tomorrow or Friday. So whatever day might be better, and then we could look at the calendar.
Friday would be better.
So Friday is the 3rd. So Friday, yeah, we're actually booked up Thursday. So Friday. Okay, so Friday we're looking pretty open. You guys are Mountain Time, right?
Yeah.
All right, we could do as early as 8 a.m. and as late as 4 p.m.
Let's do 12 o'clock, noon.
Let's do noon. So noon would be 11 for us. Yeah, noon is good. Let me go ahead and get you scheduled. And by the way, I don't know if it was a guess or not, but that guess was correct. It looks like it went through here on our side. So, yeah, it looks like it. So I don't know if you want to save it. It's 462-405.
Oh, yeah, that's right up there in the old noggin. That's where I keep things.
That's crazy, man. I'm so bad with numbers that if the roles were reversed, yeah, there was no way I was guessing that because I don't know. I think I'm dyslexic sometimes, and you know the numbers are backwards. So the fact that you even caught it and corrected it, I mean, shout out to you, man. That's not easy.
Yeah, I had to say it a couple times, and was just like, no, that's the opposite.
You know what? What's more impressive is that I was even talking to you, right? And I'm trying to like, you know, I know you were looking for it, but even me talking to you, you know, and going through a couple of steps, you still were able to think of it. That's pretty cool. So let me get you in there for Friday, and that'd be noon. And like I said, it's a phone call. So is it just going to be you on a call, or is it? Do you have somebody else on there that you want? Are you going to add to the call as well, or like an assistant or anything like that?
Well, I'd like to have my girlfriend there too, but I think she's going to be busy. She's in a conference in Orlando, so I
really
don't know that she's going to be able to unless we do it sometime next week.
Okay.
Which would be fine with me if we could do it maybe on Monday.
Well, let's do, and that's okay. So like we can do it on Monday, but we obviously would like to get started on your account as early as we could.
Yeah, let's just do it on Friday, man.
So we'll do it. Why is this not? Hang on one second. I didn't tag you guys in this one, so let me tag you. Yeah, we'll do it Friday. And, you know, obviously if you have any questions or concerns, I mean, don't hesitate. You can reach out. You know how you texted me? You can text me as well. So you can shoot me a text if you have a quick question or anything like that. So I don't want you to feel like, I'm just saving this right now. Yeah, I don't want you to feel like if your girlfriend does have additional questions or concerns that we can't address them. So, yeah, let me remove this one. Sorry, I actually sent you two. Okay, there we go. All right, we're good to go. So we got you in there Friday. Hey, congratulations. I want to be the first to congratulate you here, Brandon. You know, you're getting a full service here, and you're going to notice we do a white glove service for you as well. You know, we do fully understand that you're a brand new business. We get it. And our job is to quite literally make sure that you guys are successful. So we are going to make sure that we're running those Facebook advertisements. We're going to make sure that we're getting that website built. And they're also going to make sure that you guys are legitimately popping up directly on the first page of Google whenever somebody makes those, you know, choices as to search for anything painting related or deck staining or anything staining for fences. So yeah, I think it's a great deal for you here, Brandon. Do you have any questions or concerns for me? Is there anything else I can maybe do for you?
No, I'm good for right now, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Yeah, we're all set. I'll let you get back to doing what you were doing. Like I said, if you have any other questions or concerns, don't hesitate. Just reach out to us. If not, we'll call you Friday at noon, and you guys are all set then, okay?
Hey, thanks, man. All right. Talk to you soon. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you.
Friday.
Yep, no problem. Thanks. Bye.